We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
All right, this question from a friend coming in on Facebook to me. It said, "Hey, Jen, I need your help. My husband has started sleeping in the guest room. At first, he said it was because our sleep schedules are different. He likes to stay up later watching TV, and I go to bed earlier. Then last week, he said he wants to make the guest room his bedroom and sleep separately all the time. He said it's nothing to worry about. He just gets a better night's sleep. But I feel like it's putting distance between us. I want to be able to snuggle, and it feels lonely in our bed now. Can you ask your audience if anyone else is doing this, or is my marriage in trouble? I can't help but feel like there is more meaning to his decision. Does it actually work for married couples to sleep in separate beds? Thanks, Catherine." 404-263-0941 if you can help her out today. And 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Guys, what do you think?
I got no problem with this. If it gives both of you a restful night's sleep, I know I snore. And so if Gretchen needs a good night's sleep and she pops down into the guest bedroom, no problem with it. My brother Matt and his wife do it every single night because she is such a light sleeper. Has to be pitch black, no sound, completely quiet. I mean, you sneeze and it wakes her up.
And it doesn't affect their marriage.
No, they have conjugal visits and everything, and things are fine.
I would say I would hate this because, to me, snuggling with my husband at night and sharing that bed together is a closeness. Like, he's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning. He's the last one I see before I go to bed at night. He's like that. Just even just those, like, you know, tiny little, like, touches are important to me. And I think such a touch point for our marriage that I would say, yes, her marriage is in trouble if he permanently wants to make the guest bedroom his bedroom.
I don't see a problem with it at all. Of course, I sleep in a separate bed from my spouse. Granted, I'm single.
You just don't know where that spouse is.
Exactly. I haven't found my spouse yet. He's out there somewhere. But anyway, I don't see a problem with it because we have to be up early. So I'm sure if I ever were with someone, our schedules are going to be different. I'll wake up at 3 a.m. I wouldn't want to wake up my spouse.
All right, 404-263-0941. What do you think? Is it okay to sleep separately? Mary in Canton is here. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Hey, Fran.
What do you say for group therapy this morning? Is her marriage in trouble?
Not at all. I've been married for, 15 years, and probably 10 years ago, we started sleeping in separate rooms, and now we're on separate floors, separate rooms, and we couldn't be happier.
Are you serious? Maybe this is the secret.
She got separate floors. Wow.
I live in DeKalb County. He lives in Cobb County.
Marriage is great.
What led to it? You said it's been happening for 10 years. What was the first night that this happened? What was the reasoning?
It was because I might snore a little bit, and my husband stays up late, I get up early, and so we just had two different kind of sleep schedules, and then it just worked, and we realized how much better it was to not have somebody next to you snoring or bumping into you or getting up early or going to bed late, and so we just sleep better and we're happier, and it's fantastic. And now when we travel, sometimes we'll get two separate beds. We're like, oh, we're in the same room. This is horrible.
Oh, no! Oh, my God. All right. And it doesn't affect your intimate life or that closeness that you feel with them? Really?
Not at all.
Oh,
no.
That would make me so sad. But hey, it's working for you and whatever you got to do to make it work. All right, 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. Is this a good idea for married couples to sleep separately all the time?
Dr. Love in Buford says, honey, he's got 8 feet out the door. If it was mutual, then sure, maybe it'll work. But not now. If he wants to get out now, he's on his way out. And then bye, Felicia.
Wow. What do you think for group therapy this morning? We need you now. 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Are you just jumping into the conversation this morning? We got this Facebook message.
Hey, Jen, my husband has started sleeping in the guest room. At first, he said it was because our sleep schedules were different, but now he wants to make it his permanent bedroom. I feel like it's putting distance between us.
James in Alpharetta, what do you say for group therapy this morning?
Yeah, I think that it shows a lot of trust for the relationship that he would even suggest something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there might also, that this alone would be an issue that's really a non-issue, but that there might be other things in the relationship that she might be worried about if, if she finds issues with this.
I do feel like men can see things as black and white a little bit easier. Like, for him, it's just simple. He's like, I want a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And she's like, something's wrong. He doesn't love me anymore. That's exactly what I would think.
He's like, your nails are just out of control and you're scratching me up.
Those talons are scratching up my ankles.
All right, Clover is here from Forest Park. Hey, Clover.
Hey. How are y'all today?
Fantastic. What would you say for group therapy? Does she have to be worried about her marriage?
I don't believe so. I would feel a certain type of way if it was me. But my grandparents were married 58 years, and they slept in separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
Like, legit separate bedrooms, had it set up how they wanted it. My grandma, I never understood it, though. My grandma had a queen bed, and my grandpa had a twin. understood that.
Yeah.
Words.
Different strokes for different folks, I guess. All right.
My grandpa slept in the shed.
Renee is here from Powder Springs. Hey, Renee, welcome to Group Therapy with Jen and Friends.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Fran.
Hey. So separate beds can be okay if you can monitor the situation, because here's what happened to me. My husband said, I'm having such a hard problem with insomnia. I'm going to go sleep in the guest room. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. Turns out my now ex, by the way, was sneaking out in the night down through the basement and carrying on with one of our neighbors.
He had a peekaboo window.
Awful.
How did you catch him?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. I was up sick in the middle of the night one night, and I caught him sneaking back in.
Renee.
You know,
that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, if that comes up, you might want to consider installing a baby monitor in that other room.
Not a baby monitor. Wow.
A little security camera. A little protection there.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're going that far, you might have trust issues. So perhaps.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that happened to you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. It was awful.
This is the only story that I'm going to think about. If my husband ever says, I want to sleep at Seven Bread, I'm going to be like, what's her name?
I will cut
Text coming in from Alex in Locust Grove, 51539. That's a Jennifer's text line. This marriage is toast. Sleeping in separate beds is a red flag. They both need to work on saving their marriage immediately.
Okay, Kale and Roswell, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. How are you? I wanted to just say that if this woman is concerned and it hurts her to not have him close to her, then this is a communication issue between the two of them. And it's great that it works for everybody else, but if it doesn't work for her, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to communicate that to him.
That's what I was thinking, too, because in her note she said, it feels lonely in our bed now.
Aww. Exactly. I had the same problem with my ex-husband, and he didn't want to sleep. I was supposedly keeping him up. It's a warning sign, and if he hasn't taken time to talk with her about how she feels about it, then that's kind of where I would be concerned, and she definitely needs to bring it up. Because if she's a touch person and he's not, then she's not getting what she wants or needs in this relationship, and there's a problem.
Really solid point. Thank you so much for the call.
You know, Jen, you've made the point that Grant is a light sleeper. I am not, so I know I snore. And if my snoring keeps my wife Gretchen up, I feel guilty the next day. So I'm not afraid to go into the other room knowing that it's going to help her day moving forward. I got no problem with this. If you're going to get a better night's sleep, I don't want to feel guilty because I've kept you up.
Better night's sleep, fine. Boyfriend, not fine.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Can you help with this Facebook message this morning?
My husband has started sleeping in the guest room and now wants to make it permanent. I feel like it's putting distance between us.
Miranda in Griffin, what do you say?
Girl, please. He is already cheating on you.
Serious? What makes you say that?
You think he's starting to put distance? Girl, that distance has already been there, and you just didn't see the signs, and now that he is physically not with you, oh, maybe now it's turning on some light bulbs? No, girl.
All right, in his defense, maybe sleep patterns have changed. Maybe he's become a light sleeper as they get older. Maybe he just wants a little more space.
Tell him, Miranda.
Because then in a true marriage, you would have that communication and there would be no doubt.
Okay. Oh, solid because of that doubt. Thank you so much for the call, Miranda.
Let's turn it to Inspector Gadget.
Well, Lacey in Dallas has to say, hey, Lacey.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Fran.
Okay, so here's my take. So my husband and I sleep apart, and we are best friends. We both absolutely love being married. Our anniversary was yesterday. He gave me a gorgeous tennis bracelet. We have a very healthy marriage. But we do sleep apart because he snores, and what is the point of me being tired all day? Mm-hmm. So what we do, though, is we spend like an hour together in the same bed doing whatever before we fall asleep, and then we separate.
Okay.
And then I set my alarm early, and we spend like the first 15, 20 minutes of the day doing whatever in the same bed in the morning. So we end the day and start the day together. But we both get a great night's sleep. I feel great. And we have an amazing marriage.
I mean, you're just making the rest of us wives look bad. I got to cut you off.
I know. I want to play Yahtzee for an hour every night and 15 minutes every morning.
A lot going on every night and every morning in your house. That's awesome. No wonder he got you a tennis bracelet.
It works for us.
I'm just kidding. I think it's fabulous. I love it.
We have the energy to do whatever because we sleep apart and get a good night's sleep, you know?
Okay. That is so good. So good. All right, Carrie in Stone Mountain, what do you say for group therapy this morning? Does she have a reason to be worried that her husband wants his own bedroom?
Well, good morning, friends. Personally, I feel like it depends on what the rest of your marriage is like. If you're happy everywhere else, it's just a few hours of sleep in bed. And trust me, if I could send my snoring husband to the couch nightly, I would.
I love it.
Jen and friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.